Two of Walker's proposals received 82 to 12 votes in the state assembly, with most Democrats and all Republicans voting yes. One would offer a two-year break on taxes for businesses and corporations that move to Wisconsin from other states or countries. The other would grow the state's economic development tax credit program by $25 million. Republican Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald said lawmakers were following through on what the voters expect this year.
I'm pretty sure this last election cycle, people said, please get us back to work. And that's what we're moving towards. And that's what we're going to do this session.
Those bills now head to the state Senate, but it was Walker's proposal to make sweeping changes to Wisconsin's tort laws that drove the most contentious debate. Democrats charge they'll make it harder for families of those who are killed or injured to sue the people or businesses that are at fault. Ashland Democrat Janet Bewley voted for a couple of Walker's bills, but drew the line at this one.
This is not a good bill when it comes to protecting people, when it comes to protecting children, when it comes to giving the most fragile people in our culture access to justice.
That plan passed on a party line vote and is headed to the governor's desk. Another plan headed to the governor would offer a state tax break for health savings accounts. It passed the legislature with some Democratic votes. While that tax break will bring Wisconsin in line with most other states, it will deepen the state's budget hole by roughly $50 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.